Welcome to the News Hour. U.S. airlines began cutting flights at major airports today as the longest government shutdown in U.S. history continues. More than 1,000 flights at 40 airports were canceled by early evening. And the Trump administration battled in court over an order to start paying food aid immediately. Lisa Desjardins reports all of this comes as Congress and the president remain deadlocked over a way out.
Today, a government-ordered nationwide scale back of flights and a new question mark for travelers.
Nobody want to travel and then you end up getting stuck, so that's definitely a concern for a lot of us, for sure.
As the government shutdown enters its 38th day.
I think the shutdown is terrible, and it's affected my travel in that I woke up this morning not knowing whether or not I could take my flight.
Meanwhile, over 1 million federal workers have been without pay for at least a month, many forced to stay on the job. And many air traffic controllers and TSA workers are calling out sick. TSA agent and mother of two, Maggie Sabatino, is watching her pantry closely, staying home for a specific reason.
When I call out, I tell them the truth. Can't afford childcare. This is enough to hold over for maybe another week.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy addressed reporters at Ronald Reagan National Airport outside Washington, D.C. today, blaming the Senate and most of all Democrats for not acting with enough urgency.
They should be here every day, every weekend, every week trying to find a deal so we can open the government back up.
At an event later in the day, Duffy warned flight reductions could go as high as 20% if the government shutdown drags on through the holiday season. Senate Democrats said the cancellations were political and on the Senate floor made an offer for ending the shutdown, centered around a one-year extension of the Affordable Care Act subsidies. But Republicans want more debate about that. They're frustrated at Democrats' tactics and seem unlikely to accept. This is Senate Majority Leader John Thune told reporters he expects the Senate to stay at least part of this weekend. Meanwhile, it's been 7 days since SNAP, the largest food assistance program in the country, was frozen in the shutdown.
We are in a food crisis.
Food banks across the country say they're struggling as courts wrestle over the program. Yesterday, a federal judge ruled that the Trump administration must pay full SNAP benefits for the month immediately. Judge John McConnell found that the administration actually had political reasons for the pause and wrote, "Not making payments for even another day is simply unacceptable." The Trump administration immediately appealed that. Yesterday, Vice President J.D. Vance called that ruling absurd and seemed to question the court's power.
We can't have a federal court telling the president how he has to triage the situation. We're not going to do it under the orders of a federal judge. We're going to do it according to what we think we have to do to comply with the law, of course.
Senate Democrats railed at the Trump administration for that.
It's not a game. I don't see this as leverage. Now, a president who refuses to release SNAP funds to feed people, now that is what is irresponsible and irreprehensible leverage.
Concern keeps rising at food banks.
If we're the only food source for people, I just don't know how these kids and elderly and disabled, I don't know what they can do.
In Ohio, this mother of four says she's been skipping meals to help feed her children.
For the last 3 days, I have not eaten anything, you know, to make sure they were fed. I'd rather starve, rather see them go hungry.
The length of the shutdown grows, and quickly, so do its effects. As travelers brace for mass disruptions at airports and SNAP recipients await the return of benefits. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Lisa Desjardins.